Coming to you live from the Hall of Truth, it's the Nate Darling Show.
Fire a warning shot across her nose.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, relax, good citizen.
Nothing! You've got nothing!
Here's Nate.
Hello, everybody. Welcome into the Nate Darling Show. Thanks for checking it out. If you found out about us through a friend, give him a little slap on the back. That's a good friend.
That's a nice friend.
That's a good friend. It's a nice friend. Hey, I just found out my new boss at work. He goes, "Oh, you have a podcast? Do you mind if I listen?" And I'm like, "Well, it's on the internet, so no." I don't talk about work really anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Right.
Because I'd like to keep my job. And that goes back.
Tell him don't listen to this one.
That's fine. No, he's fine. But he came in this morning and he said, "I'm never eating at Cheddar's again."
What's Cheddar's? I've never eaten at Cheddar's. So.
Okay. No. We did a show, that was titled Rubbin' at Cheddar's.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And it was a couple that made adult videos.
Including
Including one where they were at Cheddar's and mm-hmm. we could see her.
And he'd been to Cheddar's.
Yeah. Apparently he has. I did not query further.
Or he was just like, even if I come upon one, I will never go to one.
Not going to Cheddar's. So sorry, Cheddar's. There isn't one here near here, so it's not really a big deal for me either way. Northern California on fire.
Yes.
I am doing Bob Barker now. I went to bed Sunday night. Everything seemed normal. I woke up Monday morning. The entirety of Northern California was on fire, and I know why. God is angry Mike Pence was coming to Sacramento.
I think you might be right.
And he showed his displeasure in the most fiery Old Testament-y of ways.
He's like, "How dare you?"
Man. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning because my window was open and smoke was coming in.
Oh, that's not a good feeling because you're like, "Where's that coming from?"
Exactly.
You're like, is this something on fire?
I'm outside in my drawers with a flashlight, making sure the house isn't burning up.
Man, I can't tell you how many drunken nights I did with the fire alarm going off.
Oh, it's not
a smoke detector.
Not a good time. Oh, so crazy. Speaking of Mike Pence. He spent Sunday costing the taxpayers about $250,000 for a stunt where he went to the Indianapolis Colts 49ers game, saw some 49ers players kneeling down during the anthem, and stormed off in a hissy fit.
If I was Peyton Manning, I would punch him in the throat the next time I saw him.
Well, Peyton Manning doesn't play anymore, and he hasn't played for the Colts in forever.
No, but that's what Sunday was about, though, was about the Colts recognizing Peyton Manning. So it was supposed to be like their Peyton Manning Day. Thank you, Peyton, for your years of playing for us and your community service and everything. And nobody talked about any of that because everybody was talking about Vice President Dumbass.
I did not even know.
Yeah.
Well done. Yeah. Well done. And then Trump, Trump tweeted later, that was what the plan was.
Yeah.
I'm so done with the anthem.
I think I got my most liked tweet out of this, which was the fact that he had went from Nevada to Indianapolis to come back to like LA or somewhere.
Yeah. He's talking to GOP donors out here.
Yeah. For
it was, yeah,
for a stunt.
It was all just a publicity stunt. Jerry Jones this week said no Cowboys player who kneels is going to get to play. To which I say, hey, every Cowboys player, take a knee. Let's see what happens. Is he going to forfeit the game and refund everybody their ticket money?
Man, yeah.
Is that what you're going to do, Jerry Jones? Roger Goodell earlier today sent out a note. Because he can't mandate this. The NFL player, first of all, the commissioner of the NFL works for the owners.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones caught a lot of flack from, amongst other people, Jemele Hill, who then got suspended for...
Fuck you, ESPN.
And I canceled my ESPN subscription.
Here's the thing about that. While I completely disagree with what they did, the last time she tweeted that people noticed, she called the president a white supremacist. I have to imagine there was a conversation in an office after that saying, you can't be doing stuff like this. You're a personality. You represent us.
She did not call anybody a white supremacist.
She did not. But ESPN is in business with the NFL. They paid a lot of money for Monday Night Football. And she is on ESPN, and she tweeted that if you want to protest,
yeah,
that you should boycott the NFL. Which, in broad terms...
She didn't say the NFL. She said the Dallas Cowboys.
Sure. They are part of the NFL. In broad terms, you can take that as you were kind of told not to do this sort of thing because you represent ESPN, and you did, and there are consequences. So while I don't disagree with it, she had to know that that was a possibility.
But
she did not.
So
that conversation would have had to be specifically, you can't talk about this specific thing. She did not tweet about the president. She tweeted nothing about politics.
Have you worked for a corporation, Kareem?
Yes, I have.
Okay. They don't get super specific. They say,
so
don't tweet about controversial topics. Don't tweet about the president. And it's understood that you don't do anything to damage the product of people that you're in business with. And again, I do not in any way, shape, or form agree with what they did. I think it was bullshit.
But you can't call yourself a news outlet and have news people, like have people that are journalists, like who's stating pretty much just what the logical like implications of what has happened are.
And then, especially when you have them as people who are on your network to give opinions.
Okay, but yes, on her show, that's what she does, is give opinions about sports and sports topics. This goes beyond, and again, it sucks, it's kind of bullshit, but if you work for a company and they pull you in and say, don't do this sort of thing, and you do it, there is a chance you're going to face consequences for it.
Yes, and ESPN will face the consequences.
Absolutely,
of it too.
Because people will, as you have already, boycott them for the way they're handling this.
Yes.
That's the way the free market works, everybody.
Exactly.
Isn't it great? All of the stunts. Yes. Anyway, someone decided to ask Mike Ditka about all of this, and I'm just going to, have you heard this yet?
Yeah.
No, okay. I did not. I'm
okay. Well, get
fresh.
Ready. Get ready for some goodness.
This will be like one of those reaction videos.
It might be. Okay. Are we still recording here? I don't know if we're still recording here. It looks like it paused on me. No, it's still recording. Okay.
All right.
I'm looking at the counter. It's counting. It's going. It just froze for a second. So we're fine. Let me just say this. If you are going to ask older white guys about anything to do with race relations, don't be surprised when they say something that you would expect an older white guy to say. This is Mike Ditka on Westwood One with Jim Gray during the pregame show of Monday Night Football.
I mean, you can say, are you talking everything is based on color? I don't see it. I don't see it that way. I think that you have to be colorblind in this country. You got to look at a person for what he is and what he stands for.
Okay. So far, so good.
And how he produces, not by the color of his skin. That has never had anything to do with anything. But all of a sudden, it's become a big deal now about oppression. There has been no oppression in the last 100 years that I know of. Now, maybe I'm not watching it as carefully as other people.
Maybe he's not. Kareem, do you think he's watching it as carefully as other people?
No, he's not watching it as carefully as other people.
He's not watching it at all. So that caused a little bit of a thing. And clearly, Mike Ditka is not really a bold-faced prejudice. He's prejudiced in a certain way, but not in a necessarily mean-spirited way.
Well, I think what that is like that's systemic racism showing. Like,
right. He doesn't know what he doesn't know.
He doesn't know what he doesn't know. And it's hard to educate and make people understand that anybody that's been converted already in the first place. Like, and that's pretty much what it is. Like, you have to convert somebody and their whole belief system because it's been founded on these principles that they think are like, I can't tell you how many people that I've been around that are white people that use the N-word and said things that were so completely derogatory that I witnessed firsthand, you know, like on a regular basis. And it came from a young age that these kids were taught and indoctrinated into this. It was like, that's the way their parents talk.
Sure.
Anyhow, it sucks. It sucks.
It does. But rest assured, NFL Hall of Famer Joe Namath went on Fox News. He went on Fox and Friends. Now, this one is going to start out really good, too. Yes. So pay attention.
So do you think...
Hold on.
So one of the things that somebody pointed out today was Mike Ditka would have been the same age as Emmett Till when Emmett Till was killed.
Right.
They would be the exact same. They would be the same age today.
Yeah.
So for him to say what he said about there never not being any...
Well, not that he's noticed.
Not that he's noticed, but that's what I'm saying. So
he just hasn't noticed.
And Emmett Till was from Chicago. So, all right.
But he wasn't in Chicago when it happened. Right. All right. So, yes, Joe Namath on Fox News.
This is a crisis time for the NFL.
I'm not sure it's a crisis time. I don't think the sport's ever going to go away. I think there's been somewhat of disappointment with a lot of folks on how our country's been looked at, how our flag has been treated with respect. But going back to what Colin Kaepernick initially did, it was to point out some injustice that's being done to the black race.
I'm like, oh, my God. Joe Namath seems to get it. And he's on Fox News. And then I let it play.
Or to people that obviously, when you look, and I say obviously, some of these dash cams and shootings that were done to unarmed people and all, he was reaching out to try and get it more investigated.
Oh, my God, Joe Namath gets it, right?
So that's where this oppression thing comes in. But... I don't understand the NFL owners. I mean, here, we're working. If somebody walks across here with a sign right now protesting, excuse me, you're going to let them do that?
Nope.
No. Well, initially, when this took place, that's the NFL ownership. They own that theater at the time. They own that stage. Are you going to allow protests out there? They don't allow players to wear different signs on their shoes. They
NBA
don't allow
has
players
to stand for that.
You know what? That's because they've been told to. Mm-hmm. But no one told Colin Kaepernick prior to that they had to. We just assumed it was the right thing to do. It's always been the right thing to do, to live in this country. Sure. Thank the good Lord.
And then
he sort of went back to the standard line. Again, Joe Namath's 74 years old.
He kept his train of thought as long as he could.
He did. And you know what? He started going down the right track.
And then he remembered where he was.
Listen, and I know plenty of people who have an issue with the idea of because they think it's disrespecting the flag and disrespecting the anthem. And I understand that upsets you. But we're in America.
Take your head out your ass.
No. You're allowed to be upset by it, but that doesn't mean that the other people aren't allowed to do it or shouldn't be allowed to do it.
Take your head out your ass so you realize what they're really protesting about.
Right. But even if you don't do that, you have to recognize that you're in the United States of America and we're a free country and we have the right to protest. That's why people went to war, to fight for our freedoms, to do these things. Not just the things that you happen to like or don't like. Do you like freedom or do you not like freedom? And that's really the question. And that's the conversation I've been having with people on social media is like, I get that you're upset. I'm not saying you can't be upset. Because this is how you're taking it. This is how you're framing it. But my problem with you is that you're saying that they don't have the right to do that. And that is where it becomes un-American.
Yes.
That's where it becomes un-American. And what you're doing is just as disrespectful to the flag and what it stands for, if not more so, than somebody who is kneeling down during the anthem. And I have been able to get a little traction with some reasonable people to go, yeah, but I still don't like it. And I go, and that's okay. You don't have to. You're allowed to not like it. We're allowed to disagree. It's okay to disagree. It really is. You can fall somewhere in the middle, like Joe Namath does. He sort of gets it, but he sort of doesn't. Mike Ditka doesn't get it.
Yeah.
He just doesn't. He just doesn't. I miss the days when they would yammer about the game, say kickoff is coming up, go to break, and then we would come back and there'd be kickoff. We were never at the game during the anthem. That did not happen, except for on very special occasions. Would you stay there at an NFL game or a Major League Baseball game for the anthem? That never happened. That was commercial break time. Yeah. That anthem was for the people there, not for the TV audience. And then suddenly it was. There we go. All right. So Cam Newton, well, he said something silly. Not this week, it was the end of last week. He said it was funny to hear a female reporter talking about roots when he was asked a question by a female reporter. Shortly after, there was another interaction, and he did not apologize then. In fact, he did not apologize until Dannon, the yogurt people, let him go as the spokesperson. Because who buys yogurt? Women buy yogurt.
Dannon got rid of Cam because Cam did the Black Power salute.
Okay. Anywho, they got rid of Cam because he offended women, and women are the ones who buy yogurt.
That's why they got that wasn't a plan, dude. They did the Black Power salute during the game against the Patriots.
Yeah, he offended women, and their entire market base is women.
Yeah,
I know. Look, I know you want to make everything about it. I know you do. And not to sound like Mike Ditka, this is a business decision.
Right. It was a business decision.
Right. And the business decision.
And
look,
the business decision was that we will get rid of him before he becomes a distraction. That was what the business decision was.
Right.
Continue.
Here's the thing, though. I never heard anything about the Black Power salute, Kareem. That wasn't a thing. I saw him on camera saying stupid shit to a female reporter.
I saw that too. And I saw the Black Power salute, and we knew about the Black Power salute too.
You knew about the Black Power salute.
Yes.
That's fine. If he doesn't go and insult the entire customer base of people who buy yogurt, Dannon doesn't get rid of him.
They had Dak Prescott waiting in the wings.
Of course they did.
Yes, yeah, so, yeah.
Of course they did. Cam Newton's known for doing dumb shit.
Go ahead, play the thing.
You want me to play his weepy apology after
he got
fired?
I don't even care about the apology, because he shouldn't have apologized.
Oh. Are you kidding me? He should have apologized.
He should not have apologized.
That was a bullshit thing to say. It had no basis in anything. And by the way, he didn't have to make a public apology. He could have pulled her aside.
And he didn't need to apologize to her aside either.
That's bullshit. Kareem.
That's not bullshit.
It totally is bullshit.
It's totally not bullshit.
Why?
You're pussy pandering this week.
Fuck you.
You're the pussy pandering
this week. Hold on. He is on camera saying bullshit to a female reporter.
How many women do you know actually know about football like that?
She does.
How many women do you? No.
It doesn't matter how many women I know.
How many?
It doesn't matter.
Cam Newton,
it doesn't
yes,
matter
it does.
How many. No, it
yes,
does
it
not.
Does. Because,
she is a professional in that room doing her job. And if he were to talk, if he talked to every guy in the room that way, okay, he doesn't though. He was a dick to her.
He wasn't a dick
he
to her.
He was a dick
he
to her.
He was not a dick
he
to her.
He was a dick
he,
to her.
If he was a, if he had wanted to be a dick to her, he would have questioned her about routes.
Jesus Christ, Kareem.
Because she didn't really say shit about
Are
routes.
You fucking kidding
no,
me?
No, I'm not fucking
you
kidding
are
you.
Are so ridiculous, dude.
Dude.
You are what? Ridiculous. He is literally on camera going,
women hearing shit about, but
he
fuck
didn't,
that.
No,
fuck that.
He said,
you can't
no,
even admit
no, no,
that.
No,
you
no,
cannot
no,
even
no,
admit
no,
it.
No. He was stupid for saying what he said.
Yes. And it was, but
he was not insulting her.
Yes, he was.
He was not.
He was.
He was not.
He was insinuating that she would have no idea what she was talking about.
No, because that's not what he said. Yeah. And that's not how, play the clip.
Okay.
Play the clip.
Hold on. Settle down.
Play the clip.
Just calm down.
You're the one yelling. Play the clip.
You're the one yelling.
Play the clip.
You're the one yelling. All I have is him apologizing right now. Hold on, let me play the other clip. Well, let me find it.
Here's another fresh one, man. I just should have been looking at the internet today, I guess, man.
This happened quite some time ago. Yeah.
Oh, man. I didn't know anything about a Black Power salute. I've never heard anything about that. No, because that's bullshit.
That's something Kareem saw out of the corner of his eye, and he went, aha! They're going to bring that up later.
Right. And I wasn't the only person that saw it.
Of course, you and everybody's like, oh, my God.
Black Twitter.
Yeah, Black Twitter. Great.
Pay attention, dude.
Pay attention to what he literally says. I know what he said, and I saw how he didn't make it. Maybe it's, you know what?
Maybe this is one of those situations where you guys are both right in certain ways. Like, maybe their plan was to get rid of him, and then they gave him a perfect excuse to get rid of him. It's like when I got fired from USAA. Like, my FMLA had run out, and I had to go do something for my mom, and I missed a day of work. And I came back, and my FMLA lapsed by like one day, and I was getting the paperwork, and they fired me. The next day, they fired me just like that, because they'd already been planning it, and they couldn't. Yeah. So she gave him, he gave them the
perfect excuse to do what they wanted to do, which was to go with Dak Prescott.
But I have no idea. I wish I would have heard about the Black Power salute,
Right. Black Twitter knew about the Black Power salute.
I know.
I'm pretty sure Dannon wasn't all in. They're like, aha, he made the Black Power salute. Time to go.
No. Like you said, he's known for saying stupid shit. They probably like.
If your spokesperson is known for saying irresponsible things, and he has been in the past, whether or not they're a huge deal or not, let me get this queued up here. Whether or not it's a huge deal or not, you have to have a contingency plan. And for Dannon, it was another dreamy chocolate man to put out there for the ladies to get excited about when they bought
yogurt. Jerry Jones called him and said, my boy won't say shit like that. Because I got my boy under control.
It's funny.
Routes. That's funny. And he's making
you didn't play the whole thing.
Okay, this is the first thing that came up. Settle down. Okay, here's the whole thing on this video. When you're searching the internet, sometimes it's not the best clip right away.
I know you take a lot of pride in seeing your receivers.
Here you go.
Well, Devin Funchess has seemed to really embrace the physicality.
And he's looking at her like, why the fuck are you asking me a question?
Go ahead. That's your interpretation of it.
Is the look he has on his face.
Go ahead.
His routes and getting those extra yards. Does that give you a little bit of an enjoyment to see him kind of truck sticking people out there?
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes.
It's funny. Why is it funny?
Because it never happens.
Bullshit!
What do you mean bullshit?
Kareem, there have been female reporters covering the NFL for 30 fucking years!
And guess what? If it's still unusual to him, that means they're not fucking asking him questions about routes.
Maybe it's unusual to him because he doesn't pay attention.
Because they're not asking him those questions. How many female reporters do you see on the sidelines talking to players about routes?
This is not a sideline reporter, Kareem, this is a beat reporter for the paper, and he knows it. She's there through training camp. She's there through the whole thing. She's there at practice every day.
And
she knows football, and he knows she knows football.
And she's one out of 200 women that he met that week that asked him about routes.
Kareem, it doesn't matter.
It is funny to hear females talking about routes.
Kareem, it does not matter.
It does matter.
It does not matter. If you're being an asshole.
He wasn't being an asshole.
He was.
That's how you feel about it. He wasn't being an asshole.
Jason, was he being an asshole?
In the way that he said it, I would be offended if I was a woman.
He was being an asshole.
You got a tampon on right now.
That's not very nice of you to say that.
I don't give a shit.
Listen,
here's the deal. Oh, wait. Oh, and here's the deal. Here's the deal.
What?
The girl on your station was like, oh, I'm so glad that, when I was covering, college sports and these sports, that nobody made me feel like I had to prove myself or that I had to act like I knew what I was talking about. You know what?
No, that's not what she said.
That's what she said. What she
no,
said.
It's not.
That's what she said.
What she said was no one, when she was covering sports all the time, no one made her feel less than because she was a woman. No one talked down to her because she was a woman. And her message was, if you are a young girl and you're thinking about going into sports, do it because this is the exception. Behavior and language like this from athletes is the exception. But you're not even willing to call it out when he does it on camera. You were in complete denial for whatever reason.
I told you what it was. Because that's not what he was doing. That was not his intent.
Okay, fine. That wasn't his intent.
But
he was, if he she, was, wait, he no, was no. being if, sarcastic. If no, you're she, right. He was just she, being sarcastic.
Hold on.
He's a great guy. If Cam he, Newton's the best fucking guy in the universe.
If he has to think about her feelings, if he has to talk to her a certain way, he's treating her like a girl.
No.
Because if there's a man that's in the room, if there's a man in the room, he gets to talk to her him any way he wants to.
He would not have talked to a guy like that.
Yeah, he would have.
No, he wouldn't.
If a male reporter asked him a question that was an out of the blue question, he would do the same thing.
That wasn't an out of the blue question.
That was a legitimate question. For what he
that was a legitimate with, question that required thought.
The way that he answered that question, from I didn't see it or anything like that, just from hearing, and I have to listen because that's what I do. As an improviser, you have to listen to what people are saying
Thank
and
you.
Kind of what they're trying to get through. If he had said that to a guy, I would think that he was a homosexual man.
Because
the way he said it to her, he said it to her as in a way of flirtatiousness.
Exactly.
But that's sexist, dude, because you wouldn't talk to a guy like that.
No, I'm not missing the point. I'm not missing the point.
Wait.
Because Jason just said actually is more accurate than what you said. I agree with what Jason just said because that's exactly what he was doing.
He
was flirting with her. He wasn't being an asshole to her. He was flirting with her.
He was negging her. It's a classic.
Yeah,
he was
move,
flirting with her.
But it's still that's totally like he should not be and doing that in a professional.
And I agree with you.
Okay, all right.
Totally agree with what you just said because that's what it was.
By the way, everybody's at work. You need to treat people like you're a fucking professional.
That's
why he lost his goddamn Dan and Yogurt
deal.
That's
exactly what it was.
And you just
because you just said what it was. That's what I was arguing with you about was what it was about.
No, you were just saying he didn't do anything wrong.
I didn't.
Yes, you
did.
Did
I not say he was stupid for saying it?
No, you didn't.
I did say that. That's what I said. I said he was stupid for saying it.
He did say that he gave him a good reason. He didn't say he gave him a good reason to fire him.
No. He went back to the Black Power salute that no one else saw but him and Black
Twitter.
That
was about the Danning part. What he just said is what I said is what he did. What Jason just said is what he did. And that was what I was getting at. You said he was being a dick to her.
He wasn't
being a dick to her.
He was
flirting with her. That's what he was doing.
Kareem, dudes are dicks when they're flirting. That's why the dicks get the chicks if you go back to college. Now, the two aren't mutually exclusive. He was being an asshole.
He wasn't being an asshole.
He was, and he was being completely unprofessional.
I'll give you that. He was being unprofessional.
There you go.
But this is what they asked for. They asked for an honest moment from him. That was probably one of the most honest moments he's given them. And they want him, instead of being the stiff Cam that he always is.
Sure.
Now he'll go back to being stiff Cam and he'll just answer the questions that are asked.
Sound like he had a stiff Cam.
Exactly.
Honestly, if he would have just answered the question, if he would have just answered the question that was asked, it was really a great question to just be like, oh yeah.
She tried to ask a question like she knew what fucking routes were. That's what she asked.
Thank you, Cam Newton.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Cam.
I have no problem with that.
All right.
Like I said.
Well, you don't have a yogurt deal.
If you got
and neither does he now.
If I gotta act like I gotta treat you different than I have to treat the guys, then
no.
Yes.
He has to treat her the same.
No, he doesn't have
to
treat her the same.
That's what they're asking for. That's the whole crux of the argument about being sexist.
That's not the same.
But it is.
Because if Jason is new to the job, I'm gonna treat Jason like he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing until he proves to me that he knows what he's doing.
Isn't that cute? The short guy talking about basketball. Ha ha ha. That doesn't happen. It does happen.
I will say men make other men prove that they know their shit when they're dealing unless you come in with a big name at whatever you do, men make you prove your shit. I don't give a fuck what it is.
That was like my whole third, like my, from 20 to 30. Like that was every time I like was hanging out with like.
With assholes?
With men. That's what happens. That's exactly what happens.
But they're not hanging out. They're at work. It's a press conference.
Even at work.
No, it's 2017, Kareem. You can't do that.
No, you do
I
it.
I don't.
Men do it. If you're not, dude, I'm working in estimating now. Uh-huh. I've been in there for 6 months.
I know.
Guess what? Those guys look at me every day like I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, and I have to prove to them every day that I know what I'm doing.
Isn't that cute? Isn't that cute? Look at him.
No, that's what happens. That's what happens. Maybe you need to spend some time with some more dudes, but that's what happens.
I spend plenty of time with dudes.
That's what men do.
But no, I think it's all different types of, it's different avenues and different types of jobs are like that. Like I didn't get that. Like when I was at USAA, it wasn't like that. Like it wasn't like corporate, like straight up, like, you know, like, it's like that. I mean, like there's a very different, from the estimating construction side, even in the massage thing. I mean, like all of it's very, but the straight up, like when I was at USAA, it was nothing. And when I was at, and when I was at Apple too, those, they were totally like, it was ridiculous.
You didn't get an atomic wedgie every day at Apple?
No, but at Apple, they had other ways of making you feel inferior.
Sure.
And you're not into Macintosh.
You had to prove you knew what you knew about Macintoshes, right?
Yeah, you had to
prove it. You had to prove it, right?
But not in a
But the whole point,
way,
like, the whole point
not,
was
not
she,
in a what?
Like, not with somebody trying to come on to me.
but you had to prove it, right?
No,
don't jammer around it now. Did you or did you not have to prove it?
You always have to prove it.
Okay, there you go. That's all I'm saying.
But, right. Go ahead, Jason.
But at the same time, like at jobs like USAA, like you prove it to the company at first when you're hiring, like with all the testing and everything they do.
Mike and I are both veterans.
And then Mike comes in and tries to interrupt you and his bitch ass wife.
No, Mike and I were doing stuff.
Just kidding. Anyhow, when I was at USAA, it wasn't like that. Like, It was different. I am the hazing aspect of it. The hardest that I felt it at places was when I worked for a rent to own company. Like I got pursued afterwards, like after I quit, because like I had to.
Did you think you were better than them?
No, I had to repo a refrigerator from a woman whose husband had left her. It was like a Marine, and she was like, I had to repossess her fucking refrigerator, like. And I'm helping her put, and like she has two kids running around.
Oh God!
And I had to put food into a ice chest.
Oh God!
Yeah, like it was probably one of the worst things in my life ever.
Oh my God!
Ever.
That is awful.
So I quit that night, and then the guy got pissed off because that meant that other guys had to come in like
and deal with what you didn't finish.
Right. Yeah. The next day, like because I wasn't there, and he wrote like notes and left them on my car saying that he was gonna fuck me up the next time he saw me. Like, so like, I've worked with guys.
Yeah, oh sure.
Like, there was a definite strong hazing thing there before that, you know? Cause I mean, like, they make but I think it's in different degrees with different types of jobs. I could see in sports how it could be like that. But at the same time, the way that he talked to her was completely inappropriate for a professional setting. And like, I would, if I was his boss, I would have reprimanded and make him watch a sexual harassment video. Like,
And they did.
That's what I would do, and that's what I like. If at the pet inn, if one of my employees said something like that or talked to somebody like that, and I saw it, that's what I would do right away, because it's a ridiculous standard like that. I'm not going to say they didn't take the chance to fire him and get rid of him because of his Black Power salute. Because like, oh fuck, we got another one. Like, I can see that too. Like, but so like, you know, but he was fucking, what he said was inappropriate and not correct for a professional setting.
I agree with you.
Oh, good. We all agree. Let's move on. In what seems like a plausible story, a Wyoming man arrested for public intoxication told police that he was a time traveler from the year 2048 who had returned to warn of a future invasion by aliens who had filled his body with alcohol.
Oh, wow.
His name is Bryant Johnson. He's 27. He was arrested last Monday by the Casper Police Department. Officers responding to a call from a local hospital about a male stating he was from the future. Cops were summoned because Johnson wouldn't talk to doctors or nurses. During the police interview, he explained that he had traveled back in time to warn Casper residents, quote, to leave as fast as possible or risk an alien encounter. Johnson said he had to, quote, stand on a giant pad, end quote, to be transported to the year 2017, though he claimed that he was in the wrong year. It was supposed to be in 2018, not 2017. The patrolman noted that Johnson smelled of booze, had watery bloodshot eyes, and slightly slurred speech, just like me. Breath test revealed that his blood alcohol level was 0.136, which is quite a bit over the 0.08 legal limit.
Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm. He was causing a disturbance in the hospital's emergency room, was arrested for public intoxication, and booked into the county jail. This will shock you. He's a white guy with a chin strap beard.
Yeah, I actually read this article because I was like, oh man, what if it's true? And I was like, nah, no way.
had you for a second.
The fact that he's wearing a chin strap, he might be from the future.
It's true. Or the past. All right, first up in Cooler Tool, Indiana. Jason.
Indiana is Tool.
Kareem.
Been there is Tool.
Indiana Tool. We all agree. Up next in Cooler Tool, this one's going to be fun. Cam Newton, Kareem.
Cool. Jason. Not only did he whoop the Patriots' ass, but after a week of that bullshit, he threw for 335 yards and 3 touchdowns and beat Detroit's ass, too.
Tool.
He may be a fine football player. He's a tool. He's a tool who does not have a yogurt sponsorship. And finally in Cooler Tool, time travel. Jason.
Oh, time travel's definitely cool.
Kareem?
Cool.
Sure, why not? It's cool.
Yeah.
You gotta get the year right, though.
You gotta get the year right, man.
Yeah, I think that's what the real tip-off was.
Yeah, too much crazy shit going on right now, bro. Like, just like, we have to all Trump in office, bro. Did not at the top of the news cycle.
All right, that's going to do it for Cooler Tool. I just remind anybody, if you need anything from Amazon, maybe throat lozenges from yelling at your friends about things you disagree about, go ahead and shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. It helps support the show and doesn't cost you anything extra, and it makes everybody feel better. Remember, the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. All right, one of the other scandals that happened this week was, of course, the Harvey Weinstein. I don't know, it's a scandal. It was a really poorly kept secret. But there was an article that came out in the New York Times with women coming forward and publicly stating that he had sexually harassed them and done a ton of other things that I'm not really super into getting into now. You can read all about it. So much so that he was fired by the Weinstein company. So he was fired by his own company. He's still a rich guy. He'll be fine. Oh, yeah. I just read his wife's divorcing him. Yeah.
She was only with him for his money anyway.
So she's going to take it before it all goes.
Now she can get the that prenup annulled with this.
It's entirely possible. One of the weird things that happened out of this today, though, by today I mean Tuesday, was Terry Crews, who you might know from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He was Terry Tate, office linebacker in that old Super Bowl ad for Reebok. Terry Crews is well over 6 feet tall. He weighs 240 pounds, and it's all muscle. And he tweeted, this whole thing with Harvey Weinstein is giving me PTSD. Why? Because this kind of thing happened to me. My wife and I were at a Hollywood function last year, and a high-level Hollywood executive came over to me and groped my privates. Jumping back, I said, what are you doing? My wife saw everything, and we looked at him like he was crazy, and he just grinned like a jerk. I was going to kick his ass right then, but I thought twice about how the whole thing would appear. A 240-pound black man stomps out Hollywood honcho would be the headline the next day. Only I probably wouldn't have been able to read it because I would have been in jail. So we left. That night and the next day, I talked to everyone I knew that worked with him about what happened. He called me the next day with an apology, but never really explained why he did what he did. I decided not to take it further because I didn't want to be ostracized, par for the course when the predator has power and influence. I let it go, and I understand why many women who this happens to let it go. Who's going to believe you? Few. What are the repercussions? Many. Do you want to work again? Yes. Are you prepared to be ostracized? No. I love what I do, but it's a shame and the height of the disappointment when someone tries to take advantage of that. He knows who he is, but sometimes you have to wait and compare notes with others who've been victimized in order to gain a position of strength. I understand and empathize with those who've remained silent, but Harvey Weinstein is not the only perpetrator. Hollywood is not the only business where this happens, and to the casualties of this behavior, you're not alone. Hopefully me coming forward with my story will deter a predator and encourage someone who feels hopeless. That blew me away. Because you hear about this stuff happening, and you're like, you want to somehow justify it is just like, oh, it's this, it's this, it's this. And then you picture someone who, by any estimation, physically can handle themselves in any situation, who is basically reduced to, what am I going to do? And it was just really, really mind-blowing for me. put a very different perspective on it, really.
Yeah.
Cause, you know, there is a lot in our culture to go, well, what was she doing to ask for it? Was she leading him on? Was she being flirty? Was that something she was willing to do to get to the top? All questions that people jokingly or half jokingly ask. And, it's not really fair. But that's kind of the way it goes. But what's your reaction to the whole Terry Crews thing, Jason?
It's similar to what you said as far as eye opening, but also I don't see it as being that's very brave of him to come forward like that and to say that to help empower other people. I hope that other people contact him, or like, I think that letting the person that's doing it get away with it, you know, and not, I don't know. I feel like he's letting that person off a little bit, you know, whoever he's talking about, because that person needs to be ostracized also, you know, from society, just like Harvey Weinstein should be ostracized from society, just like 45 should be ostracized from society, mm-hmm. you know, because guys, the talk like that in the locker room. Like, I don't know, man. I've seen these are the same guys that, you know, would rape other kids, you know, with broomsticks in the, you know, that played for football. You know, I think there's guys that think that this type of behavior is okay. And as far as systemic racism, this is, you know, systemic patriarchy or dominance, you know, over other males or other people, you know, with whatever it might be, whether mm-hmm. it's power, force, money, however they can. I don't know, man. I feel shitty that you feel like you have to apologize to whole sections of people just because you're a white guy. You know, I mean, like, I feel so shitty being, you know, you talk about white guilt, and like, it makes me feel shitty because when some people look at me, that's what they see because that's what they know, you know, and it just sucks. And you know, anyhow.
Kareem, what's your reaction to this whole thing? I know you had only heard a little bit about this.
The, they made a fucking TV show about this shit. Made Men, Mad Men?
Well, I don't think Mad Men was about this.
It wasn't about this specifically, but there was fucking sexual harassment throughout the whole show.
Well, yeah, it was the 60s. That was what they did.
And so that was his excuse was, I was raised in the 60s, and this was okay in the 60s.
Yeah, it's not anymore, though.
Yeah.
It's okay to shit your pants when you're 2 years old. It's not when you're 12.
Right. But the show was what? The last 10 years is what I'm saying. Sure. So that lets you know. And it was like a show that was really, that was watched by, had a really huge audience. So that lets you know that there were still people that think that shit's okay, is what I'm saying.
But what specifically when you hear about this happening to Terry Crews?
You have to be a man who thinks that you are God in order to do something like this to somebody.
Yeah.
Because, you do this shit to him with the idea that he won't stomp you out.
Right. And in front of his wife.
And in front of his wife. Like,
That was, I mean, of all the things that blew me away, with his wife standing next to him, not like, hey, let's go over in the corner and talk, in front of his wife.
Yeah, that makes you think that you're God and that you can do whatever the fuck you want to.
I mean, I can't even imagine how emasculating that would be to have that happen.
But that's, and I don't necessarily want to take it there, but that's being black in America, is that you feel like at any point in time, that's what can happen to you, and there's nothing that you can do about it.
Right.
That's really, like, if you really want to know what being black in America is like, that's what it is. It's that any white person can do this shit to you, and there's nothing that you can do about it. Or if you do something about it, that's what's going to happen. You have the same thoughts that go through your mind that he has every time.
Now, to be fair, of course, the odds are it is a white guy, but we don't know for sure it's a white guy. There could be a power player in Hollywood who happens to be a minority. I don't know.
Yeah.
The odds are that it is a white guy.
Yeah.
Just playing the odds.
Yeah.
But, and I don't think he's just letting it go. I don't think he's letting him off the hook. I think this series of tweets served as a warning.
Yeah.
Like, don't get comfortable. We're coming for you.
Oh, yeah.
You know who you are.
Yeah.
I'm talking to other people who know who you are.
Yeah.
And we are coming for you.
Yeah.
And we'll keep an eye on this, because I would not be surprised before Thanksgiving if we have this sort of blow up. Because you know TMZ is going to be on this.
That's his him.
Well, I don't think, yes, it's Harvey Levin.
Harvey Levin.
He only comes up to Terry Crews' penis, so there's that.
Yeah, that would have been a full-on blowjob.
like, hey, what's going on? All right, so Anderson Cooper is, speaking of snarky gay dudes, he does The Ridiculous, and he's talking about Puerto Rico.
Over the weekend, you remember the scene from when he went to Puerto Rico last week and threw paper towels at people. To update you, as of today, 40% of the island does not have water, 85% does not have electricity. But what the president seems most concerned about, and this may come as a shock, is himself. Here he is in an interview with Mike Huckabee that aired on Trinity Broadcasting Network Saturday.
Oh, let me pause just to say this. Fuck Mike Huckabee. That guy's the fucking worst. We'll continue.
We did a great job, and we weren't treated fairly by the media, because we really did a good job. I mean, one example, they had these beautiful soft towels, very good towels.
Now, I think I speak for all the media when I say we stand corrected. We were not aware that they were beautiful soft towels. That, I got to say, it does kind of change everything. From now on, we will absolutely wait to hear about the attractiveness and texture of whatever you throw at people before we report it. Our bad. SNL also apparently was not aware of how gorgeous and supple the paper towels were.
Nothing says I understand.
Oh, now, of course, it's going to buffer.
Buffer this. Buffer.
Buffer this. Buffer this, bitch. CNN fake news. It won't even play through.
What fake news?
Well, you get the idea. You get the idea.
Man.
Lots of snark. Lots of snark in there. But
so I just want, like, when that was filmed, that 40% of Puerto Rico did not have running water. And
yes.
That there's 3 million people.
Americans.
Americans in,
yes,
Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
That's over 2 million people.
Yes.
That don't have running water.
Yes.
So I just want, I mean, I know our listeners are good listeners, but that's just fucking ridiculous.
And we're talking about
like, we have a guy fucking throwing towels.
Look, don't you?
That's going to soak up all the water they have.
how dare you be critical?
Jesus fucking Christ!
Don't be critical.
Excuse taking the Lord's name in vain.
he won't be happy with you. It's been a week. But let's step away from that because this is amazing. A man has been arrested after clinging to a moving school bus. Police say he attempted.
I saw that yesterday morning.
He attempted to get on the school bus and clung to the front of the moving vehicle after the driver refused to let him in. This video is hilarious. He's literally standing on the front bumper.
Get off the bus. Good. You fall. No. Get off the bus.
So they're going back and forth. Get off the bus. Open the door. Baltimore County police say that the man tried to stop the bus after a bottle was allegedly thrown out of it, striking his vehicle. I get that. That would piss you off. Now, when the bus driver refused to let him in, police say that he jumped on the front of the bus because that'll solve it. A statement says the driver headed slowly to a police precinct for assistance. Court records show that 68-year-old Laverne Doran faces four charges, including disorderly conduct. The records don't list an attorney, and a message left at the number listed for him was not immediately returned. To be fair, 68, and he's hopping on the front of a bus. That is spry.
Yeah, man. Fucking more power to that dude.
Spry. What's your secret to youth, sir?
In fact, now I completely support everything he did, and fuck the kids on that bus for throwing the bottle at them. Well, because that...
Yeah,
as a six-year-old man's not just gonna get up and just, you know, like.
By the way, I'm fully in favor of fuck the kids on the bus because one of those little assholes threw a bottle out the window and hit his truck.
Yeah.
So I get it. I get it. I also get that there's no way the bus driver is letting a very angry man on the bus to go beat up a kid.
You should have gone over to the window calmly and been like, "Yo, bro."
Yeah, it's
knock out the window, tell him to roll it down.
He needs Jesus.
he needs something, but so
hey, 68, man. He's like, yeah, I don't need these fucking kids throwing bottles at me.
Yeah, he's like up, standing on the front bumper of a full size school bus, holding on to that mirror on the front corner with one hand, and gesturing to the driver with the other. It was fantastic.
Lean back, relax, and enjoy. Sex toy news. Coming to you.
All right, you'll never guess what I found. I found a song called Dildomania.
No way.
Yes. So, same people that did our standard dildo song. All right, some advice for you, ladies.
Yeah.
I say ladies because. The title of this article is What to Do If You Get a Sex Toy Stuck in Your Vagina.
Ooh.
I don't know why Elvis is involved with this, but okay. We live in the golden age of sex toys, from vibrators to violators, rabbits to rings. There's a plethora to suit every taste. So let's not get carried away and lose our favorite friend inside our own vajayjay. You may laugh, but it's happened. You can get a little carried away, and the next minute you're on the internet looking for articles titled, I don't know, something along the lines of, what to do if you get a sex toy stuck in your vagina. It's okay. This writer and this podcast are here to help. First thing, it's not going anywhere. Unlike getting stuff stuck up your bum, the vagina comes with its own blockade, the cervix. That's a little hard wall that you might feel occasionally if you're scooping around with your fingers. It stops strange things from going into the womb. It's almost as if Mother Nature knew that this sort of thing was going to happen.
Oh, my God.
That's why Cam Newton was smirking like that. It's not to say you can just leave whatever you like in there. It has to come out in case it starts causing smells, discharge, and infections. Also, the vaginal canal, perilously close to the bladder, so you don't want anything that could rupture. Number two, ask for help if you can. So if you've been using a toy with a partner, then they can use their fingers to see if they can find its new hiding place. However, Be sure to let them know that they've found what they're looking for. If you doubt it in any way, just stop and seek medical advice. Number three, you can do this. If you're by yourself, you'll have to try with your own fingers. Sit as upright as possible, using a bedstand or a wall, and have a really good feel around in there. If that's still not working, try squatting and bearing down. Squatting will let gravity help you out, and bearing down is basically pushing as if you were giving birth or having a big dump. And relax. Tightening those muscles through stress is the worst thing you can do. Number four, make sure it's all there. So if you've managed to rescue your loved one from the abyss, check everything is in its place. That's right, I'm talking batteries. In fairness, I've never heard of anything falling out of a sex toy. Your vagina and surrounding areas are made of soft, enveloping flesh. If you've managed to unscrew a vibe to the point the batteries fell out, then I can only congratulate you on your magic vagina. Number five, know when to give up. There's no point in continuously digging if your search is turning up fruitless over time. You're only going to do more harm than... You're only going to do more harm by possibly scraping the vaginal walls with your fingernails. That's going to increase that risk of infection. Health professionals have seen it all before, and they'll only snicker behind your back. And finally, prevention. Experts will always recommend you only use things designed to go inside you in the first place. So stick with a vaginal sex toy rather than foodstuffs or inanimate objects. If your partner is using a cock ring, make sure it fits well. It's one of the more common toys that gets lodged up in there. It's also a little tip for the guys. Make sure your cock ring isn't too tight either. Having to get that one off takes sharp implements that you don't want near your genitals. Save yourself the threat of the scalpel and go for one with a quick release. So that's how that happens. Congratulations. Now you know how to get a sex toy out of your vagina. Also, worrisome news about smart sex toys.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, hackers can locate and remotely control your sex toys.
Oh, my God.
Computer nerds from the Pen Test Partners security blog headed out on the streets of Berlin to see how easily they could find and exploit the city's Bluetooth-connected butt plugs. Now, for the uninitiated, these smart adult toys are designed to be hooked up to the Internet of Things, so users can connect their sex toys to their smartphone, allowing them or a partner to control some of the settings remotely. Security experts bought themselves smart butt plug for research purposes and searched for vulnerabilities using a program.
Sure, that's what it was for.
Research. For digital forensics and penetration testing. They note that most of the Bluetooth sex toys came across were not PIN or password protected, or it was a crappy default PIN like 0000. Or 1234. Next, they hit the streets of Berlin to see if they could locate any of these devices in use. As you can imagine, Berlin is a city in no short supply of sex toys. So, they managed to come across one of these devices by simply recognizing one of the adult toys' Bluetooth low energy names on a Bluetooth discovery app. Bingo! The genuinely discovery of a hush plug, ready and waiting for anyone to connect to it on a public street. The researchers did not attempt to connect to devices without consent, obviously.
Whatever.
However, they could have easily cranked up the sex toy's motor to full speed with no way for anyone to stop them, provided they stay connected to the Bluetooth network. I don't know how you would reach back and disconnect from Bluetooth at that point.
No, yeah, you're fucked.
Literally.
Oh, man.
So, be careful. Put a password on your Bluetooth sex toy.
Yeah, guys, come on. And ladies.
Yeah, whomever.
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing.
Yeah. People.
There you go.
Oh, man, those were both too much.
Dildomania. Also by Interactive. Now, security video has shown a man breaking into a restaurant. He hammered open the cash register, but also made food, then refrigerated the leftovers. Hold on, I actually have this. You'll enjoy this. I have. Here it is. Let me find this for you. It's some audio from NPR, and they'll explain what happened next.
The Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep with the story of a burglar who went to work. Security video shows the man broke into a restaurant in Hicksville, New York, and started heating up a pot. Then, while waiting, he hammered the register open, took the money, and then lingered. Wearing food service gloves, he cooked beans, chicken, and shrimp. The burglar ate a meal right there in the restaurant, refrigerated the leftovers, wiped down the surfaces, and put a dollar in the tip jar before leaving.
Okay, morning never edition. Mind.
I'm glad we cleared that up at the end for you.
Oh, wait.
Oh, hold on. No, not at all. I'm glad you said it, because if either one of us said it, that would be racist. And we can't have that.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
All right. Let's call it the small town news. Thankfully, people in Plattsburgh, New York were upset by things, so they wrote in to speak out.
Oh, awesome.
To the lady at Eye Care on Friday, September 22nd, thank you so much for returning the wheelchair for me. You don't know how much it meant. You were an angel. Made my day so much easier. I will, and have, paid it forward. Thank you again, as it meant so much. See, we'll start with something nice.
That's nice. That's like the best one ever.
I want to thank the nurses and doctor who took care of my mom. She passed away on the 18th. The staff on the 5th and 6th floor were amazing, not only for her, but her family as well.
Oh, man, this is a touching speak out.
Right? Everything's swell. Hey, thank you to the gentleman who paid for our lunch at 20 Below. It was a nice surprise.
What?
Apparently, it was a nice week in Plattsburgh. Let's see if it continues. If one were to listen to the mayor of Plattsburgh recently, you would be left thinking that the fire department chief had an MBA from Yale. I mean, what a remarkably brilliant economic idea. Raise rates in order to raise revenue. Why hasn't anyone thought about this before? Let's see. How about we raise garbage, sewer, and water rates? Raise electric rates and general services fee. Whichever way you want to call it, it's still a tax hike. Saying that would have been simpler.
Yeah. As soon as somebody starts something with, if one were to listen to the mayor, it's not going to be a happy one.
And now it's time for the airing.
Oh, it's not, actually. Sorry.
Oh, I'm so up as that.
Sorry. We don't have our soundboard anymore because of updates. I just wanted to clear that up. Hold on. I think it's important that we continue this properly. When I was a kid, someone called you a SOB. Someone was going to get punched out. Maybe we should punch Trump out of a job. He's a disgrace to all that this country stands for. Just stop you crying, it's a sign. This is to the two gentlemen from Charter Cable who fixed our cable last week on Oak Street. You did a great job. You were both very professional and courteous. Thanks again. I would like to have responses on how local supervisors, employers, deal with unwanted behavior. I'm very frustrated seeing employees abuse break and lunch policies, taking so much more time than they should. Then there are those who do not have to punch a clock and say they worked when they did not. Then there are those who use work time to do personal things and use work accounts as their personal accounts. Do the employers want to know this is going on? Seems it gets reported, but no one reacts to this. Are there only a few honest workers out there? There's the company narc writing in. And finally, I am saddened by the lack of professionalism by an official at my local town hall. Cleavage, bra straps, tight shorts, and tattoos are what greet you. Maybe a dress code is needed. I don't know. I mean, I would have to see to be sure. Is it a bad tattoo? Is it like shitty artwork? I mean, I see a lot of that, so I understand. So, whatever. But that's what people are upset and thankful for in Plattsburgh, New York this week.
So it sounds like, you know, like about 60% of them are doing okay.
Sure.
And like, you know, somebody might have just lost somebody that they cared about, but they're at least thankful for the, you know. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, just it's that time of this, the year where just everything is kind of like, it's like the calm right before the snow, right? Like before it gets really cold.
Well, I'm sure there'll be some speak outs about the leaves soon enough. The leaves clogging gutters and then drains, followed, of course, by the sidewalks and the snow. We'll keep an eye on it all for you. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Thanks for hanging in there if you did through all of the yelling.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why Kareem gets so upset.
I don't know why Nate gets so upset.
We're a passionate people, Kareem, us white folk.
And that's the other difference, because if me and my brothers, if this was me and my brothers, we would be all kinds of dumb motherfuckers and stupid sons of bitches.
That's because I'm a professional, Kareem.
I just wish people could have seen the visual in here, because
there was a lot of yelling back and forth and finger wagging.
And then they both started sweating, and then they both started ripping their shirts off. They went fucking full Alex Jones on this fucking podcast.
I want to tell you something.
That's what they do for you.
I felt terrible about it. Give me a feeling deep down in my balls that I was very angry. Angry balls.
Alright, we'll be back on Friday with another fresh new episode. By the way, Kareem and I will hug it out between shows. It's all going to be fine. So don't worry. We still like each other as much as we did before. We just had a lovely vocal disagreement. Enjoy the rest of this Harry Styles song. Bye!
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
What retarded amateur idiots.
And judging.
You're a loudmouth schnook.